SBI Media with Brett Story. His latest community endeavor is at chairing the Grays River Collaborative. Brett, thanks for being with us. Let's start with just an explanation of what the Grays River Collaborative is for those who may not be familiar.
Sure. It was put together several years ago by a number of community members that wanted to participate with the Forest Service. Forest Service was a big advocate of it, the county, big advocate of it. So they formed and centered really around supporting the Forest Service in projects. When I came on, I moved here 5 years ago. I volunteered my time to do it, joined it. A couple years really kind of sort out what, how they could really be a participant with the Forest Service. As you know, Forest Service has a lot of rules
right.
on how to participate. I've spent the last 2 decades of my career supporting the Forest Service in other forests, and so I had that capability. Got organized with the district ranger and the leadership and the staff, and kind of talked about what could we do, what can we do. They prepared like 9 or 10 projects that they felt like the collaborative could assist with. And that's where we are now. They gave us that about a year and a half ago, those projects. We've been working with them on all sorts of projects. Most of them are timber sale, forest restoration, community wildfire protection. But one of them is a master plan for Grover Park. And I think we'll talk about that a little later. But a variety of things that combine what the forest is about, which is certainly protection of species, recreation.
And it allows for local involvement in the forest.
Exactly. And I think this forest is warming to the idea and really starting to figure out how they can make them work, particularly now since they have a reduction in force due to the new administration's goals. And it's funny, they have higher goals to produce more timber, which requires people to figure out how to do it, right, and to set up the sales and to manage those sales. And I think that's where the collaborative can play a role in both the sales themselves. We have organizations that are aligned that could take on some of that, but we also have people like myself who have experience with that, and we could be kind of a third arm, if you will, to the local Forest Service here.
Right. You mentioned Grover Park. Let's transition to that. That's kind of next on the work of the Grays River Collaborative. What's envisioned there? We've already had a little bit of work done.
Yes.
What's the long-term approach?
Sure. Well, the long-term approach is to develop a master plan for Grover Park, but it's really to develop a master plan for anywhere in the Bridger-Teton, up and down the county. We have lots of areas that could utilize the same thing. We're focused on Grover Park, one, because it gets a lot of use now, and there's a lot of people with a lot of good ideas of how it could be used better. Therefore, we're looking to put together, I actually, right here, I have a grant that I helped write that will hopefully go to the National Forest Foundation for funding, which will allow us to bring in a professional. Because really, a master plan, while a lot of us have done it, you really need a professional to organize it. But the idea is this. Develop a master plan that reaches out to local residents, particularly those that have been here for a long time, those that live near it, people who come in, and as you know, people come all four seasons to Grover Park and, right. and this beautiful valley. So it's going to be an outreach effort, and then it's going to be a combination of what makes sense, what can we economically put in there, what makes sense with the Forest Service regulations, and how they manage recreation. It's one of those things, be careful what you wish for, because we could suddenly have thousands of people come all the time to there, and then it would get overused and,
right.
and potentially damaging. So we're looking to build that balance. Once that balance is put together, the next step for it would be, it would have to go through NEPA or the National Environmental Protection Act. It's not a long process for this type of thing, but nevertheless, it has to check and balance everything that goes on in the forest. And that's where the details of, let's say someone wanted a horse trail or a bicycle trail.
Right.
While that works well on paper, you got to figure out, how does it work with the topography? How does it work with the other recreational things that are going to go on there. How does it work with traffic? Because, as you know, there's some traffic through there. All of that would be planned in that environmental report, and then it would come up with a conclusion of what's feasible and what's not. Part of that has to be economics as well. You know, right now there's not a ton of money, and we're going to be looking for all sorts of grants through the county, the state, the federal government, and private areas to try to do this. But the idea is this, that once we have that plan, then we would begin implementation. The first pieces of the implementation would probably be to prepare the forest. In other words, like we're doing now with a small roadside treatment to get it cleaned up, there's much larger areas within there that would coincide with what the recreational opportunities are. Like, for example, building a trail. You may have to take some trees out. You may have to take some boulders out and things like that. And so that work would be done first to get the forest prepared for it. And then each project would come in, you know, if there were, for example, someone has already suggested, which I think is a great idea, horse camping, because, you know, a lot of people come to this area for many events and they need a place to do that. And that might be an ideal place. I don't know. I don't know the topography, but then corrals would be built, that sort of thing, you know. And so it would be a stage thing. I'm guessing that's what I just talked about probably takes 5 years from start to finish. Yeah. It's not something that's going to be done right away. But in the end, we could have a very wonderful master planned area for recreation. And then that master plan and the ideas that came from it can be taken. Kemmer's probably looking for something similar. You know, each of the areas could do something like that. And the other piece is, if you have a master plan, as our district ranger Justin says, it's a golden ticket for funding opportunities, because it showed that you're really thoughtfully planning out what to do. You've listened to the public, and you're taking an economic approach to build something that's going to last a long time. So that's the big plans for it. A lot of little steps to take before we get there.
Let's close out with a summary statement on the Grays River Collaborative. Good thoughts.
I think it needs to grow into itself, and by that I mean, a lot of people want to be on the collaborative, and they have an idea about the forest. it takes a while to get used to the Forest Service. They've been around since 1905. Many of their rules are still from 1905. I've been able to navigate it, so you have to have patience, and I think the collaborative will grow as they understand how the Forest Service works, how funding works, how different processes work. But I think we have a lot of good people who really want to participate, and they want to make the forest not only a safer place, but a place that has broader aspects to it that can be accomplished by the local residents, and our tourism capacity for this city can only grow with the forest. And so I think it's one of those things that will take time. I consider myself still relatively active and young. I'm 65, but I see the use of this forest over the rest of my life as being an increasing thing that I want to do, and I want to help other people do. And I think members of the collaborative share that thought. And I think talking to the Forest Service, now that they understand there's help that can help them and they need it, they are warming to that idea. And I think that's when it really will take off, is when everybody trusts everybody and we can start getting things accomplished together, independent of one being a federal and one being a local. Right. I mean, those barriers should always break down to what's right for the community. And that's really what the collaborative is there for.
Thank you. Brett Story, Grays River Collaborative. Dan Doxeter, SBI Media.